Oh Allah, rectify our youth and show them the way. Oh Allah, rectify our youth and show them the way. Help them to righteousness, come what may. Help them to righteousness, come what may. Youth matters.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to all the viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah Azawajal. Another episode that we have in our series Youth Matters. So far, many key core issues have been addressed that we have discussed and talked about, and inshallah Azawajal, we'll continue trying to discuss and bring to the awareness of the viewers and the public of these issues that unfortunately we are facing in our communities. And we have been learning about these and also the solutions to these problems we have been learning about. So alhamdulillah Azawajal, before I begin today's topic, let's listen regarding the blessings, the virtues of Durood-e Pak. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, whoever recites salat upon me 50 times a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today's topic again, that is so important and crucial to discuss and talk about. It's a topic that is causing problems for many communities, for many people, and unfortunately many families have had to grieve at losing their loved ones, their dear ones, due to speeding. Speeding has become such a problem on our streets that you don't feel safe letting children out. We don't feel safe in just driving around the corner to the local shop or to the supermarket, or you don't feel driving safe at night because there are such users on the road that unfortunately don't realize that they are putting their own lives in danger and the lives of others. Just on one dual carriageway in a certain area here in the West Midlands, just one dual carriageway, just in the recent years, so many people have lost their lives. Innocent people due to speeding, and the people that are speeding themselves due to recklessness and not thinking about their actions, they've also lost their lives. So speeding is a huge problem. Many workshops have been carried out by Dawat Islami, and these workshops have been there to educate youngsters. You can think, why are we educating youngsters? They don't drive. Why do we want to educate somebody? Remember, prevention is better than the cure. If you educate somebody, educate the youth regarding not stepping or sitting into a car that people, their friends or the driver is going to speed, you're potentially saving their life. And by educating them that this is not the way to be driving on the streets or the roads, it doesn't make you look good or make you look invincible or make you look like a superhero or for the reason to show off to somebody else that I can drive at these ridiculous speeds on roads that are not there for these type of speeding. And there's limits on roads for a reason. But again, the youth matters for all. But unfortunately, how many people have lost loved ones in their youth because of these such incidents and problems? Driving in such a manner, or thinking that it is fun, or thinking that it is getting a buzz on a high, these are all things that we should not be entering our mind, and making sure that we are using the roads safely and making them safe for others. If you look at today's topic, which I'm going to start to go through, some of the facts regarding speeding is a major factor in traffic death and injuries. The role of speeding in crashes is described in terms of its effects on the driver, the vehicle, and the road. Remember, the speed limits for a reason, and these speed limits need to listen to and to adhere to them. Remember, Islamically, without a shari reason, deliberately causing destruction to oneself is a sin and haram act that leads to hell. So getting into a car that you know the person is going to speed, or the driver knowing that I'm going to do some ridiculous speeds and reach such speed limits that I'm not supposed to do, is that not putting your life into danger? Is that not deliberately putting oneself into the hands of destruction? These are things that we should think about. And people say, I can do what I want. And you cannot do what you want. You cannot do what you want. There are limits, there are boundaries. And Islam, Sharia has gave us those limits, those boundaries. You cannot exceed them. You cannot go out of these boundaries. Otherwise, this will lead to what? It will lead towards the hellfire. If we see and we hear regarding the deaths on the road, the statistics are obviously very bad to read out. The deaths on the roads are on the increase. The youngsters are losing their lives due to speeding or due to the factors of speeding on the increase. Why speed? One of the reasons that we're in a hurry. We just done the last silsila or the last episode regarding time management. Time is a great blessing of Allah Almighty. Time shall be utilized wisely. One of the reasons that people speed in the morning is that they are late, that they should be in a place at a certain time, but again, they haven't got ready on time. They haven't utilized their time properly. Now they are rushing, they are hurrying, they are overtaking, they are speeding, they are putting others into danger. This is one of the reasons that these accidents happen, normally in the body. In one of our previous episodes, we looked at regarding drugs. When there's drugs or there's alcohol in the body, remember the mind can't think clearly. And you cannot never have that reaction as a person that's normal and that's got no intoxicants or drugs or alcohol in their body. Your reaction time, it slows down. So with laughing gas, taking laughing gas and driving and thinking you're invincible, smoking something and thinking you're invincible, drinking something and thinking that now you are on a high and you are speeding and no one can touch you and that you are going to go very fast. Yes, you are heading very fast towards your death. Unfortunately, you are heading very fast to losing your life. That's why I say youth matters. It's a time where you're supposed to think about and consider the consequences of what you are doing. You're unaware of the speed limit. Okay, that could be a factor. Maybe it's an emergency. Or you're too familiar with the roads. You know when somebody gets familiar with something, they think that they can do it with their eyes closed. Sometimes people are on their phone and they take their eye off the road for a moment. Why? They're familiar with the road. They're familiar with that road. They think of, I have driven down this road, I have drove down this road many times. But yet on this occasion, while they're looking at the phone, a young child steps in front of them. And unfortunately, you have taken the life of that child because you have been speeding at the second time. The other thing is that you've been looking at their phone, joyriding. A youngster, he mentioned that he got into a car with his friends and they took him. They said, let's go for a ride. They stole someone's car. And they took it for a joyride. And because they can't drive at that time, they think they can drive, they smashed into the back of an innocent person, at high speeds. And he said that, I was at the front without a seatbelt. You can imagine a person, the impact. He said, my nose is smashed against the dashboard and I was in severe pain. And now those so-called friends, what did they do? All of them, they ran away. And he said, they left me there with a broken nose and the person in front of me in a critical situation. Who took him to hospital? Have a guess. Who took him to hospital? The same parents that he's been disobeying. The same parents that he's been rude to. He said, my mother, she took me to the hospital on the bus and she stayed with me for hours in the hospital while I was getting treatment. And it was my mother and father that visited me in hospital all that time. Where were these so-called friends that were taking me for a joyride? Joy meaning happiness with his happy ride. They weren't there to be seen. And leaving the person in front of him in such a manner that he could have died. All for what? For a moment of happiness? There's no happiness, such consequences. These are consequences. The consequences of these are very, very severe. Losing control, killing others, destroying lives, taking somebody else's life just for a moment of so-called happiness. This is not going to be justified. A teen driver, he admits, causing deaths of friends after a wedding while driving a sports car so fast they became airborne. It was flying through the air. That's how bad, that's the speeds he caught. So think, on a wedding day, a religious day, it can be, it should be a religious day, meaning that you are thanking Allah Almighty for this blessing. It's a wedding day, day of happiness. On the day of happiness, you thank Allah, not disobey Allah. On the wedding day, you don't hire cars and cause misery and havoc for everybody around. And the cars that you hire, you can't control them, you can't drive them. These sports cars that you never driven in your life, just to look glamorous and look good and to show off to others. You want to drive and to show everybody that I've got wealth. And this is the day that I can do everything in the name of a wedding and destroy others' lives. No, this is not the way to go about it. And remember, everything that we are due, we are accountable. A young mother killed by a dangerous driver. It's mentioned that she was only taking her child to school. She took her child to school. She dropped the child off on the way back. A person that was speeding, a youngster was speeding, and he couldn't control the car. And eventually, he smashed the car, killing this mother. And now that child, who's going to tell the child that his mother, she has now gone and he's got no motherly love in his life. And that youngster, is he going to go and see that child? Do you have the courage to go see the child and see the child? No. He leaves the young child in such a state that he doesn't have a mother anymore. These are the situations that we see the road users that they're using and showing off. The Prophet ﷺ said, if a man stands in a place of showing off and fame, he remains in Allah's Almighty's displeasure until he sits there. Fame, trying to get fame in this manner, in this cheap manner, at the expense of others' lives, is nothing that we should be proud of, anybody should be proud of. In fact, we should be those that are protecting the lives. Remember, the person that shows off, even a Qari of the Quran, if he shows off, then a person will be bought who acquired and imparted knowledge and learned the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty will also remind him of his favors, and he too will acknowledge them. Then Allah Almighty will ask him, what did you do in return of these favors? He will respond, I acquired knowledge and taught it to others and learnt about the Holy Quran for you. Allah Almighty will say, you are a liar. You acquired knowledge to become known as a scholar. You learned the Quran, so people will say, what a beautiful voice you have. You became a Qari, so people can talk about your voice. So that individual that spends in charity, he spends in charity, why? To show others. To say to others, I'm giving charity. You spend money so that you would be called a generous person. So you were. Then he'll be also sentenced to hell. And he too shall be dragged on his face to the hell for showing off. Showing off, such an illness in our societies, that this is leading us to us doing other things which are also forbidden and not allowed. Putting yourself, putting one's life into danger is not allowed. Putting others' life into danger is not allowed. So we hear regarding the destructions of showing off. So speeding on our streets, slow down your speed. Don't get into cars with those people that put your life at risk, at danger. And we can't put our life into danger. We can't put our life into danger. Islam doesn't allow us. That's the beauty of Islam. You cannot put your life into any sort of danger. But do we learn a lesson from this? Do we learn a lesson from our mistakes? We don't. Every Eid, unfortunately, we hear youngsters have hired a car and someone's died. Every other wedding you hear, someone's crashed. Do we learn our lesson from here? A wise person is that he who learns from others' mistakes. We are not learning from our own mistakes. We don't learn a lesson. And then we have e-scooters. People zooming up and down on the road like they're invincible. It's a scooter, two wheels. Putting your life into danger at such high speeds without any safety equipment on at all. Putting other road users' lives into danger. And then we have those people that think there's no rules for them. They think they don't have to follow any rules of the road. They can ride their e-scooter, drive on any side, they can do whatever they like. No, there's rules. And if you don't follow the rules, whether you want a quad bike or an e-scooter, sooner or later, you are going to harm yourself or hurt somebody else. It doesn't matter if you are in a dark car, in the darkness of the night, wearing dark clothing, with dark sunglasses and a dark cap. Remember, you can hide from anybody in the darkness of the night. But remember, the angels, they are writing everything down. You'll be accountable for your acts. You cannot hide these actions from our Creator, Allah Almighty. You cannot hide them. You can hide them from everybody else, but you cannot hide them. We will be held accountable for this on the Day of Judgment. And all of those that are listening, if you are thinking about hiring a car, if you are thinking about hiring a sports car, one of these luxury cars, then remember, these are sports cars that we haven't driven. To control them, to drive them, and to have them on the road is something that consider. And if you're going to sit in them, then also consider, are you putting your life into further danger? So speeding on the roads, and never drive without a license. Youngsters, they fail their test. Okay, it's happened for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. If you failed your driving test, never should you be driving without a license. Youngsters say, I failed, but I can drive. I met a couple of youngsters, and they were driving a car without a license. Explained to them that, why are you driving without a license? You shouldn't be doing this. He said, I'm a good driver. I said to him that if you were a good driver, you wouldn't have failed 6 times. If you were a good driver, you wouldn't have failed 7 times. If you're a good driver, you'd have passed. You'd have stopped driving illegally, obtain a license, and then drive. And then the brother that was sitting with him, it was his actual brother. I said to him that you always say anxiety. Don't you feel anxious in a car sitting with somebody that can't drive? Where's your anxiety and your worry now? Is that anxiety and worry only come when we have to do something Islamic? Or is it that we use this as an excuse and as a barrier to come in front of us? Use the road safely. An Islamic brother was saying that there's a crossing on a dual carriageway. And instead of using the crossing, there's a mother with her 4 young primary school children trying to cross a dual carriageway in the middle of a dual carriageway, speed, cars coming at high speed. Now, what kind of common sense is this? That you have got 4 young children, you only could hold the hand of 2. The other 2 are young, all 4 of them are young. It's only going to take one minor, small mistake, and you are going to end up putting their lives into danger. Well, they're in danger anyway, crossing the road like this. So use this crossing wisely. Use them properly. Where there's zebra crossing, use them. Where there's pedestrian crossing, use them. Where there's a bridge, use them. There's one picture that was bought as an example in a certain country, that in that country a bridge was made for pedestrians to cross that bridge to save them from danger. But unfortunately, the humans weren't using that bridge and they were cutting through fences to cross a very dangerous dual carriageway. And animals were using the bridge to cross over. The animals are showing us a lesson that be safe and do this, and yet we have been blessed with intellect. Allah Almighty blessed us with intellect, blessed us with common sense that don't do this, don't do that. And it's not common sense that we are crossing the dual carriageway in the middle of busy junction with our 4 children, and we're not using the bridge, we're not using the road, following the road safety. Road safety has been put there for a reason. Abide by the rules, the traffic rules, red lights, you going through, on the other side somebody else comes through and you've crashed or smashed into somebody, and the other car could have young children in there, elderly children in there, they could have children in there, that now you've endangered them or you've taken their life. The Prophet ﷺ said, 2 hungry wolves that are let loose on a herd of sheep do not cause as much damage as the desire for fortune and respect cause damage to a Muslim's religion. For fame, we are causing damage to our religion. For fame. The greatest and holiest Prophet ﷺ said, the love of richness and status increase hypocrisy in a Muslim's heart, just like water increases the growth of grass. The Prophet ﷺ also said, avoid mixing the obedience of Allah Almighty with the love of public praise so that your deeds are not ruined. Why are we doing it for others? Why are we trying to show people going to be impressed with what we are doing? We could never please the people. Remember, keep yourself safe, keep your family members safe, and keep our road safe. We don't want to regret our actions due to our speeding. That if we kill an innocent person, or somebody kills a child, you got that on your subconscious and your conscious all the time. You can have that on your back and in your book of deeds forever. that due to your speeding and due to your recklessness, you took an innocent life. So there's cure for this. Slow down. Slow down. Think of others on the road. Think that if a child comes, can I slow down enough? Can I stop my car? Is it so important that am I going to get there so quickly that if I put my foot down, I'll get there more quickly? It might be we get there quickly, but not to our destination. We might get there quickly, but to our grave and to our death, and not to that destination. Use drive wisely, drive sensibly, drive with consideration of others on the road, and especially to our youth. Avoid sitting in these sports cars, and avoid sitting in these sports cars with people that cannot drive them, with people that do not have experience of driving such powerful cars, with powerful engines, and that don't have the ability to control these cars. Yes, you look good for the camera. Yes, you look good at the moment, but you won't look good when your face is smashed against the dashboard. Then you won't look good. So use the intellect and the common sense that we have been blessed with. May Allah Almighty give us the ability to disencourage youth and youngsters from joyriding, from speeding, from hiring such cars that they're putting their life into danger. And remember, this is not the way to celebrate the days of blessing in the form of Eid or in the blessing of a wedding day. This is not the way to celebrate it. You can get married without hiring 10 cars. You can celebrate Eid without hiring sports cars. Value your youth, look after your youth, and don't regret something that you do in your youth by sitting in a car. You break your legs, you can't walk again, you're in a wheelchair, you're going to regret it. So value your youth matters. May Allah Almighty give us the ability to act upon what has been mentioned. This is the end of today's silsila regarding the speeding. We don't want to be associated or affiliated with this in any way. Keep watching Madani channel and we'll see you on the next episode in our series of youth matters. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, rectify our youth and show them the way. Oh Allah, rectify our youth and show them the way. Help them to righteousness, come what may. Help them to righteousness, come what may.
Youth matters.